died for all my sin and shame. My Lord was crucified,
but through his brokenness I am made whole again.
And I see loveliness
in Christ the broken lamb.
The stripes upon his back, the thorns upon his brow,
because he suffered them, I can know healing now.
It was an awful price, yet he paid willingly.
He gave his sinless life
to purchase life for me.
Took him from the cross and laid him in a tomb.
Their hope seemed all but lost. Their hearts were filled with gloom.
But early Sunday morn, Try.
As they're getting prepared, come ahead and get prepared. I was made aware again as they were singing, this is all about life. Not just physical life, but spiritual life. I dealt yesterday with some folks that death was trying to completely destroy them. But I was so glad I could tell them, even though there's one that would kill and steal and destroy, Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. How many knows he has said, because I live, you shall live also. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Why do you cry? He has risen. Why are you weeping? He's not dead. Why do you cry? He has risen.
Why do you cry?
Amen. What a message. What a Savior. What a hope. What a joy. Amen. We have every reason to rejoice this morning. Glory to God. Give Him praise one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you turn in your scripture this morning to John chapter 20? As you're turning, I want to take this final time to say we're so glad to have everyone here. And if you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you worship with us weekly. And there's some folks here I've been wanting to see. Good to see you this morning. And just grateful that you've come. It's also good to have the Estes family with us. They'll be ministering in the service tonight. And so be back in God's house this evening. Praise the Lord. Could you stand? That time, a long time ago, one of the disciples didn't show up on Easter night, and they missed seeing the Lord. How many knows that? I'd hate to not show up at church on Easter night and miss seeing the Lord, wouldn't you? John chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then verse 11, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. He is gone. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. I want to take our attention back to verse 1. And it said, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. I want to minister from those two words. I want to put them in a question for perhaps you to ask of your own life, your own heart, your own existence. Is it yet dark? It was on that Sunday morning those years ago, it was yet dark. But just like in moments on that occasion, the sun was going to rise and shine its light on this earth and dispel earth's darkness. Mary was going to discover that the Lord had risen and would dispel her darkness. And I'm telling you, Jesus is still arising in people's hearts and dispelling the darkness. It does not have to be yet dark. Hallelujah. Father, may your resurrected Son be here through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you know every person here. You know them intimately, Lord. You know their every struggle, Lord, their every thought. You're acquainted with their uprising and their down sitting. And Lord, you want to speak to them. And if there's any, Lord, the darkness in their life, you want to rid them of that darkness and shine your light in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I think for most of us, if I would ask you this morning what you thought of when you thought of Easter, one of the things you would say would be bright sunshine. Bright sunshine. We don't have a sunrise service here. Maybe we should start one. I'm 50 years old, been in church all my life. I've never been to a sunrise service. It's never been in our tradition. But I want you to know, I still think of sunshine when it comes to Easter. Even living in Ohio, I think of sunshine when it comes to Easter. These gray Ohio, usual, we've had a little break, but usually in Ohio, our springs are gray and cloudy and rainy and sometimes even snowy. But I think of sunshine. Maybe I still associate Easter with those warmer springs there in Oklahoma of my childhood. But we think of the winter we normally have went through, and the grayness of the cloudy skies, the lawns are dead, the trees are stripped of their leaves, the grass is all brown, the fields are bare. But then that spring sunshine begins to shine, brings forth the green of the grass and the blossoming of the flowers and the daffodils and tulips, and the sun was the reason of it all. And we begin to think of Easter, and we think of sunshine. But you see, for Mary, it had truly been a dark night. In fact, it had been dark for 3 days. What a dark night. And not only had it been dark, when we get to this point in the story, in the scripture, the Bible makes clear it was yet dark. It was still dark. I want to point out, it wasn't just the geological darkness of the earth's 24-hour day. It wasn't just that darkness that came as Jesus hanged on the cross, came from 12 to 3 o'clock, that abnormal darkness. It wasn't just that. It was the darkness of God hiding his face as his son hanged on the cross. It was the darkness of men having done the awful deed and having killed the innocent one. It was the darkness of Satan and all his imps that converged on Golgotha, upon that mutilated and beaten figure. It was the darkness of the dark clouds of all the world's evil and all the world's sin and all the world's immorality. It was the darkness of the great loss his disciples had experienced and were feeling. It was the darkness of despair and hopelessness and meaningless. It was the darkness of having lost that one you loved dearly, the one in whom all your hopes and your dreams lay. What a darkness. And our scripture begins, it was yet dark. It was yet dark. It was yet dark on the earth. It was yet dark in the houses of Jerusalem. It was yet dark down the streets and the alleys. It was yet dark on the countryside. It was yet dark in that garden. It was yet dark in that sepulcher. And it was yet dark in the heart and in the life of Mary. In fact, never had Mary been in a night so long and so dark. It was yet dark because the earth's sun had not risen, and Mary believed that her Lord was still lying in the tomb. It wasn't just that Mary headed towards the tomb in the darkness of the night. She headed towards the tomb, and the darkness of night was still in her. But just like in moments, our sun, the earth's sun, broke over the horizon and dispelled the darkness, Mary was about to discover that Jesus had risen from the dead, and he would dispel the darkness of her life. And he didn't just do it on that morning. 2,000 plus years later, men and women and young people and teenagers are discovering, however dark it is in their life, their mind, their heart, he can rise and shine with his light, and the darkness leaves. Aren't you glad he's risen? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The resurrected Lord would end her night. Amen. Not only would he end her night, but the disciples and our night. I'd like to preach this morning that the resurrection is the dividing line between the dark and the light. To realize that he is risen is to pass from darkness unto light. I want to say it one more time. Because he lives, you can live also. Because he is resurrected, the light shines and can change your life. You could leave here this morning saying, I came when it was yet dark, but I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. I want to affirm that there is a darkness. Most of us realize we're living in dark times. There is a darkness Mary stumbled down a dark road that day long ago. But that darkness, as I'm preaching, was not just the literal earth's darkness. It was a figurative darkness in which all humanity stumbled and groped. It was figurative of the darkness that had been in her own heart. You see, this was Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. She knew what the darkness of sin was like, but now she knew what the darkness of grief and having lost the one that gave her hope and loved her when she was unlovable. She knew a new darkness in her life. But whether it is sin or of some other sort, the truth is there is a darkness in this world. I encountered it yesterday in ministry. You might have encountered it in your neighborhood, and you may have come with it in your heart. But there is a darkness in this world. In John 11:10, Jesus said, "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him." In John 12, Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. For some the darkness has come upon them." In 1 John, John wrote in his epistle, "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes." I'm telling you, the darkness of this world, it blinds people. An incident in the life of Christ speaks volumes to me. It's when Jesus told his disciples to get in the boat and cross over the Lake of Galilee. And the Bible says that they entered into a ship and they went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. I know that, speaking literally, it was now dark, it was nighttime, and Jesus was not come to them. But I want to take it figuratively and say this morning, it's always dark when Jesus has not yet come. It's always dark when Jesus has not yet come. Amen. If Jesus has not yet come to your life today, it's yet dark. If you've not allowed him to come, it's dark. I want to ask you this morning, is it dark in your life? Is it dark in your heart? Is it dark when you look to the past? Is it dark when you look to the future? Is it yet dark? Mary stumbled through the darkness of her grief, but many others are stumbling and groping and feeling and reaching. Even that tomb was dark, and it's just but a picture of the darkness of hearts and minds and lives. So make no mistake, there is a darkness in our world. But then I want to preach this morning, there is a light that shines. Hallelujah. Not only is there a darkness, but there's a light. I like to see the hand of every person that has seen the light. Hallelujah. The light shine in your darkness. Jesus came to this world as a light. John was writing of Jesus coming, and he said in his first chapter of his gospel, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." Jesus told us who he was when he walked the earth in John chapter 8. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he said, later in chapter 12, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." If you're in darkness, you don't have to live there. He said, "I've come so nobody has to live in darkness. I've come so nobody has to have darkness in themselves. I've come so everybody can see the light and live." Hallelujah. The apostles wrote and spoke of him as the light that had come to this earth. Amen. The writer in Matthew says, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. Oh, how many knows a day star has arisen? Glory to God. Luke said in his gospel that Jesus came to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. And then John again in his epistle says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. Oh, that thrills my heart every time. With man, there's hypocrisy, there's duplicity, there's always something that's wrong somewhere with man. But God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. But following Jesus' crucifixion on the Sunday morning we're commemorating, it appeared the light had been put out. In fact, Jesus warned his disciples that for a season the light would be taken from them and all would be dark. He said in John chapter 12, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. And then in chapter 9, in John, Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Amen. He said he was the light, but with his death, all would become dark. Amen. Had the light been put out, would the light never shine again? It appeared that way. It appeared the light was gone. The light would never shine again. It was yet dark. But I want you to know, after 3 days of darkness, after 3 days of darkness, Mary went to the tomb. It was yet dark. But on that morning, she discovered the light had not been put out. The light still shined. Jesus had risen. They had thought they had extinguished the light of the world, but the light of the world had risen to shine on and on and on. A beacon to every lost soul that's tired of the dark. Hallelujah. Do you love him this morning? How many's glad there is a light? Last of all this morning, I want to make the point, not only is there darkness, not only is there light, but every time that light will dispel all darkness. I mean every time. Every time that light is allowed to shine, it will dispel the darkness. Hallelujah. Mary had marked well the day Jesus was crucified. She marked well the tomb where they laid him. She wanted to return. Their purpose of returning was to bring spices and those type of things. I don't know how often she wept, but it was constantly in those 3 days. She had wept her way through the night, dried her tears early on a Sunday morning, began to go down the road to the tomb. But as John said, in her traversing that road, it was yet dark. Not just because the earth's sun hadn't come up, but because as far as she was concerned, her Lord was still lying there in the tomb. She got to the tomb still not understanding. The stone rolled back. Even there she encounters the angels, but what she sees is a further reason for depression, discouragement, and alarm, because it appeared someone had stolen his body. And then she heard someone behind her, and she turned and saw Jesus, but her eyes were withheld. She's yet in dark. Her eyes were withheld, yet in dark. And she thought he was the gardener. Why do you weep? He asked. And she said, oh, gardener, if you've been the one, or you know who took him, just tell me. We'll recover the body of Jesus. I believe our Lord's heart was already moved with her weeping, seeing that she was yet in the dark. And he simply said one word, Mary.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before Mary lived such a life filled with demonic powers, filled with darkness, everyone spoke to her in a derogatory way. But I believe in those years before when Jesus encountered the Mary Magdalene that was possessed of demons, I believe even then he called her name Mary. When everyone else was calling her names that were derogatory, Jesus had said Mary. And he had cast those demons out, shined his light into her heart, entered that darkness of the enemy, and brought the light of God. And here it is, these months or years later, and she's at the tomb, and there's darkness in her heart of grief and discouragement. But once again, he says, Mary, I mean like that, with a snap of the fingers, with the speaking of her name, it was no longer yet dark. The darkness was gone, and the light was shining. The grief was gone. And the rejoicing began. I'm telling you, he called her. I don't know where you're at this morning. It may be dark in your heart and your life, but he knows your name. And if you would listen, he's calling your name this morning. And if you'd say yes, Lord, in a moment, the darkness would be gone. And the light of Christ would shine in your heart and dispel the darkness. Could you worship him this morning? That has happened to you. Oh, hallelujah. That light that shined in her heart had just shined in that dark tomb. And he that was dead came alive by the glory of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you a marvelous thing. That same glory and light that shined in that tomb and brought Jesus back from the dead, that same glory and light can fill your heart, your life, your mind, your home, your marriage, your existence. It can fill you today because the light still shines. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John 1 verse 5, it said, "The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Most get hung up on the old English word comprehend and start thinking about thinking. You know, comprehend something. That's not what it means at all. It means the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. The darkness cannot stop it. The darkness cannot hold it back. I'm telling you, if you'd come to Jesus, I don't care how dark it is. You may have demons like Mary Magdalene had. I mean, it may be depression and discouragement, however dark it is. If you'll come to Jesus, when his light starts shining in your life, no darkness can hold it back. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Never has there been a switch, a light turned on. Never has there been a candle lit. Never has there been a match struck and the darkness overpowered and overcame the light. Every time since the beginning of history, when the light was brought about, the darkness had to leave. And it's the same spiritually. There is no darkness, hallelujah, anywhere in this world or universe that can hold back the light. I'm telling you, his light has shined in some awfully dark corners. His light has shined down some awfully dark alleys. His light has shined in some awfully dark homes. And every time that individual said, "Shine on," the light, the darkness had to leave, and the light dispelled the dark. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I just feel like saying it. Don't fit light, but I feel like saying it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's a darkness in the world, but the light, it cannot be stopped by the darkness. Hallelujah. Even Paul said in 2 Corinthians, God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and he has shined in our hearts. And he said in Ephesians chapter 5, For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Paul said in Colossians, he hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I want to talk to you as I begin to come to a close today. I want to know, how long has your night been? Is it yet dark in your life and heart, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your musing? How long has your night been? Is it yet dark? I want you to tell you, if you'll hear the gospel, it doesn't have to be yet dark when you leave the house this morning. There is a light that can shine. Hallelujah, because he is risen. He can dispel the darkness. He'll shine a light in your soul. I don't know what kind of darkness it may be. Amen. For all of us at one time, it was the darkness of sin, of guilt, and condemnation. Maybe it's the darkness of despair. Your hope, your situation looks hopeless. It's the darkness of depression. Maybe it's the darkness of loss and grief and pain. Maybe it's the darkness of betrayal and hurt. For some here, it may be the darkness of abuse and molestation and all of those kinds of things of the darkness. I don't know what your darkness may be. The only thing I know, if it's yet dark in your life this morning, it doesn't have to be, because the light is shining. Come to the light and the darkness will leave. I understand one thing: even though the light may be shining brightly, the sunshine is out and it's shining brightly, there are people that enter into their houses and pull their light darkening shades down. Amen. They ever crack that shows light, they cover it up. They'd rather live in that darkness than be in the bright sunshine. We don't understand that. Most of us, amen, we like to be out in the sun. But some, because of their state of mind or heart or conditions they're going through, they'd rather go in the house and close the sunshine out. You can do that spiritually as well. It can be done. Even it says in John, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Listen, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. I'm telling you, if it's dark in your life, I believe you begin to see that the sun, Jesus, is shining. I would say to you, don't run from it. Don't pull down the shades of your heart and understanding. Don't pull down shades against the calling of God, of your name. No, don't do that. Open up the door of your heart. Lift up the shades and go to the light. Hallelujah. And let it dispel your darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many see the difference sunlight makes to a dark room? A dark world out there. How many knows a lot of things that look really bad in the dark, they look a whole lot better in the light? Oh, what a difference the sunlight makes. But oh, what a difference the Christ light makes in a heart, in a life. Hallelujah. As I was preparing this, I kept thinking of that old hymn. I'd start singing it every once in a while. I won't run you off by singing it. I'll just quote it. But the chorus says, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah. I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. I believe right here, right now, today, there's a heavenly sunlight. If you come to Christ in belief and repentance and acceptance of all that he's done for you, you can experience heavenly sunlight flooding your soul, dispelling the darkness. I'm going to close, but I begin to think that John, who said so much about light, he must have had the resurrection morning in mind when he wrote these words in his epistle, 1 John 2:8. A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past. Oh, think of that. The darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Mary went to the tomb when it was yet dark, but when she left, she was saying, the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. How many remembers a day when you said, the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth? If you're here in darkness today, I want you to know you can leave here saying, the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. It was said in Acts, you could have this experience. Jesus came to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified. Oh, I like this. Peter said in his epistle, here's what happens when you let the light shine. But you were a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. How many has found His light marvelous? Would you come, music? I went through a little stint recently where I was reading history books about Arctic exploration, both of Antarctica and of the Arctic, the North Polar expeditions, trying to get to the poles. There was a lot of failures, and I read about two. One was Shackleton's attempt to find the South Pole in Antarctica. They got down there and Weddell Sea there, and for they even made it to land, the ice moved in and froze their ship. Couldn't go anywhere. Eventually, the ice totally smashed their ship, and they lived on ice for over a year. Same thing in the Arctic. The ship got froze in. They couldn't leave. They couldn't escape. Well, if you know anything about the poles, you know that 6 months out of a year and more, it's completely dark. The sun, the axis of the earth is tilted. The sun is below the horizon from their perspective, and they live through months of darkness. In every case, when I read this history and they began to give the contents of the men's journal, in every case, after those months and months of frozen in the ice and seeing no sun, no light, that one morning, when the earth's axis had tilted just enough that a few rays of the sun made across the horizon, and usually it was just for moments, the next day for maybe a minute, and it grew as we know. But that first morning, when the sun they had not seen for all those months, when the first rays broke over the horizon, you can read it in the journal, immediately the spirits and the attitude and the perspective of every man rose, and they celebrated like a great momentous thing had happened. We don't normally do that. Most of us can say it's pretty, but most of us, tomorrow morning when the sun comes up, we won't have a celebration. But that, they had been in darkness so long that when the rays of the sun broke over the horizon, they celebrated, they partied. We're going to see the light. Hallelujah. We've been so long in the darkness, but the light has, I believe it's kind of been that way this morning. Some folks, their hearts, because of what happens to them, sometimes because what they do, their hearts become cold, frozen in life. Amen. Trapped in their existence, and all is dark. Not just month after month, but for some folks, year after year, it's dark. And it doesn't seem like they can get out of what they're in. They're trapped. It's cold and dark. What I believe, even for someone this morning, amen, from your darkness, suddenly you begin to see rays of light. His light, glory light, Christ light, resurrection light, hallelujah, hope light, joy light, forgiveness light, washing of sins light, new life light, heaven light. lie. Amen. It's begin to shine in your darkness. I want to tell you, if you'd say yes, he's calling your name. Come to him. I believe the light would shine and dispel the darkness completely and totally from your life. If that's happened to you, I want you to stand across the building, lift your hands, and say, the light has shined in my darkness. The light has dispelled the darkness. It's gone. I'm in the light. I have seen the light. I live in the light. I know the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I see folks here that I prayed for, wanted to see here. God laid jump on my heart. Amen. I can't put any more succinctly than I've already quoted John saying, there is a thief, he comes not but to steal and kill and destroy and to trap people's lives in darkness. But Jesus said, that may be his purpose, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I have come to dispel the darkness. I wonder if you're here this morning. Church, just for a moment here, could you bow your hearts and heads and pray that God would do something eternal in the house? You're here this morning. You're tired of the darkness of your life and living. You're just tired of it. Oh, I don't, again, I can't tell you what that darkness may be. Hopelessness, despair, guilt, whatever it may be, but you're tired of it. You'd say, Pastor, I'd like the light to shine in my heart this morning. Are you here? You lift a hand and say, pray for me. I need the light. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless you. I need the light to shine in my darkness. See, for some it is because they've not yet surrendered their lives to the Lord. For others, it's painful loss. It's hopelessness that has set in. Hallelujah. Whatever kind of darkness, he can dispel it. I would invite those and others, amen, if you need the light this morning, you want the light to shine into your heart, I want to ask you to begin to come down the aisle. We use this step as an altar. But if you just like the light to dispel darkness, would you come right now? Amen. There'll be someone here immediately to pray with you. Come ahead right now. Amen. You say, I need the light. I need the light of God in my life. Would you come right now? Hallelujah. 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 Are there others? You'd come right now. I'm preaching the truth to you. There's a darkness out there that gets into folks, but there's a light in here that can get into folks. Hallelujah. Are there others you'd like to come? I need the light. Amen. Let's pray with these young ladies here. Are there others? You say, I need light. I need light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to invite, amen, everyone that would of our church. This is our custom. I would invite you to come and pray. And as they're coming to pray, if you're here and you need light in your darkness, just come with them. Somebody will be here to pray with you. Would you come and fill these altars? Amen. If it's already happened that you've seen the light, thank God for it. Thank God, no more living in darkness. No more living in night. The light has come. The darkness is past. And the true light now shineth. How about it? You're here this morning. You're tired of the darkness. You want the darkness to be past. You want the darkness to be over with. Amen. You're through with the darkness. You want to live in light. Would you come? Someone will be here to pray with you. No more living in darkness. You can walk out those doors today saying the darkness is past and the true light. I know there's a lot of things out there, a lot of religions, but it's not the true light. Only the true light can dispel the darkness. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you pray this morning? Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I'm tired of the darkness.
Without you, Lord, there's nothing to gain.
Hallelujah.
Without you,
hallelujah,
Lord,
thank him for the light.
All is in vain.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank him for the light.
It's plain to see just where
Hallelujah.
Lord, if I didn't have you.
Do you hear him calling your name? As certainly as he called Mary's name.